the fetters of suffering. In the Sakkapanha Sutta, the Buddha describes ill will, isa, and envy, macharya, as the two evils that cause suffering and frustration among living beings. Sakka, the king of devas, asks the Lord why human beings, devas and animals in the sensual world are suffering, although they all want to live happily. No doubt all living beings are at one in their desire for happiness, and yet they fight with one another, and they are wretched and miserable. According to the Buddha's reply, the whole world is mired in conflict and suffering because of ill will and envy. If we can root out these two evils, the world will be a very nice place, just like a home where parents and children live happily in an atmosphere of goodwill and harmony. So we should refuse to harbour these two evils. After due reflection, remove them through mindfulness. Deny them an outlet by watching all psychophysical phenomena arising from the senses and root them out through Aryan enlightenment. According to the commentaries, ill will and envy are done away with at the first stage on the path. So in my discourses, I have described ego belief, doubt, attachment to rites and ceremonies, silabata, paramasa, and envy as the five fetters that the yogi casts off at the Sotapatti stage. But the Suttanta Pitaka refers to the conquest of only ego belief, doubt and rites and ceremonies. Anguttara Nikaya mentions four pairs of evils that are harmful to the yogis under training, sekha. These are anger and malice, ingratitude and rivalry, ill will and envy, hypocrisy and deceit. The commentaries here explains the Pali text as implying that these evils rule out the possibility of any advance to a higher stage in the case of the seven kinds of noble disciples, sekha. As for the ordinary man, putujana, he will not make a start on the spiritual path if he is beset with these evils. On the authority of the Pali text and the commentary, it is to be assumed that the Sotapanna, who is one of the seven kinds of noble disciples, will not make any progress if he harbours ill will and envy. In other words, it means that he is not yet free from ill will and envy. But it is hard to draw any conclusion for a certainty, for among the seven noble disciples are the four yogis, at the moment of the attainment of the holy stage. At that moment, they cannot have any anger, malice, or other evils, and it is hard to discount the possibility of their higher attainments. And particularly, the yogi who has attained the arahata stage is never likely to revert to a lower stage. The commentary also includes the four yogis in the category of seven disciples under training, sekha. Moreover, ill will, hypocrisy, deceit, etc. are so base that there can be no room for them in the mind of the pure and noble Aryas. So the commentaries describe them as evils that are done away with at the first stage. We may assume then that a Sotapanna is free from these six evils. And if we are not free from them, we should practice mindfulness until freedom is attained. Now we will describe the other remaining fetters.